So I'll begin my message now.
我现在会开始讲道了。
So if you can take out your insert this morning.
请你们拿你们秩序表里面的笔记出来。
I actually want us today to go deeper into what personal renewal in our spiritual life looks like.
我希望今天更加深入地看看我们的属灵生命里面个人更新的方面是怎样的。
You see, as we develop our intimacy with God,
当我们和上帝发展亲密关系的时候
we will actually grow in love.
我们实际上在爱里面会成长的
and we'll grow in our obedience to him as well.
而且对他的信服也会成长的
Scripture says that we're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
圣经说我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神
And so one way of showing our love to God,
所以其中一种表达我们对神爱的方式呢
One way of showing our love to Jesus
其中一种我们对耶稣表达爱的方式
is to obey his commands
就是服从他的命令
is to obey his teachings
服从他的教导
is to obey him
服从他
Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 14
约翰福音十四章怎么说呢
He said, Jesus said, If you love me, keep my commandsWhoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Jesus replied, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
圣经这样说他说你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的爱我的必蒙我父爱他我也要爱他并且要向他显现耶稣回答说人若爱我就必遵守我的道我父也必爱他并且我们要到他那里去与他同住不爱我的人就不遵守我的道你们所听见的道不是我的乃是差我来之父的道
You see, over time, I've come to realize that one of the most important things God looks for in us
你看随着时间的过去我逐渐意识到神在我们里面最重要的质素之一
is our obedience.
就是我们的信服了
I say this in part because of what the Lord said about David in Acts chapter 13.
我这样讲的部分原因是因为在这个《使徒行传》十三章里面提到关于大卫的一段的说话
The Lord said, God was saying, after removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
圣经说既废了扫罗就选立大卫作他们的王又为他作见证说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫他是合我心意的人凡事要遵行我的旨意。
When God looked at David, he did not only see a man after his own heart.
当神看到大卫的时候他不是只看到一个合神心意的人。
But that he will do everything God wants him to do.
而且大卫会做所有神吩咐他要做的事。
And that's what set him apart from the others.
这个就是他与众不同的地方
His obedience to God.
他的信服
You see, what this verse is saying is that God defines a man after his own heart.
你看经文呢由神来到定义呢什么是一个合神心意的人呢
As a person who will do everything God wants him to do.
就是一个愿意跟随神去吩咐去做的人
David is a leader who is ready to do what God wants him to do.
大卫是一个呢随时准备好做神而吩咐他做的事的领袖来的。
Not just hearing what God wants him to do,
不是只是要做神叫他做些什么
but how God wants him to do it,
甚至是怎样去做
and when God wants him to do it,
还有几时去做。
This is what it means, a heart of a love, a heart of obedience to God.
这个就是拥有一个爱神和信服神的心的意思。
You see, first, our obedience is better than faith.
你知唔知我哋嘅信服咧，系比我哋嘅信心系更加紧要嘅
？Luke 17 says this。
路加福音十七章咁讲。
And it's I'm not going to read through it, but Jesus had just told his disciples that if a brother or sister sins against them，
耶稣咧讲到咧，同佢门徒讲话，如果个弟兄或者姊妹得罪咗佢哋咧
，and then repented，
然后佢哋有悔改
，they must forgive them each time。
他们每一次都必须要原谅他们
Even if it happens seven times in a day
就算一日发生七次
And so, how did the disciples react to this?
那些門徒有什麼反應呢?
Well, the disciples responded and said, increase our faith.
門徒跟主耶穌說了,求主增加我們的信心。
You see, the disciples were upset that Jesus was asking them to do this such a thing, which is radical obedience.
門徒其實對耶穌的要求覺得是很沮喪的,所以他們有這麼
So they shot back and they said, in essence, well, you need to increase our faith then, because this type of forgiveness is just way too hard for us to do. And so a few verses later, in verse 11, Luke tells a story from Jesus' ministry.
第十一節,路加就講了關於耶穌事工經歷的一個故事,
which shows us what a proper response to Christ should look like.
告訴我們,這個正確對耶穌的回應應該是怎樣的?
Here we can see that 10 lepers cry out to Jesus, and they beg him to have mercy on them and to heal them.
有10個大麻風病人向耶穌喊叫,要求耶穌憐憫和醫治他們。
Now Jesus could have simply given a word and they'd be healed.
其實耶穌簡單講的說話,他們就可以醫好了。
But instead, he didn't do this. He tests their obedience.
但耶穌沒有這樣做,他試驗他們的信服。
He tells them to go and show themselves to the priests.
他叫他們去,給你的身體去祭司,給他們看看。
You see, if the lepers went, they would be healed.
他們去的時候,他們就得醫治了。
But if they refused to go, or they demanded that they be healed on the spot, they would probably not be healed.
他們如果拒絕去,或者要求當場立刻得醫治的時候,那可能他們就不會得醫治了。
And so what did they do?
那他們做了什麼呢?
The text just says this.
經文這樣說,
and as they went, they were cleansed.
他們就潔淨了。
As they went, they were cleansed.
他們去的時候就潔淨了。
That's it!
就是這樣了。
They didn't complain.
他們沒有抱怨。
They didn't suggest an alternative to what Jesus suggested. They didn't ask for more faith. They simply went and they were healed.
就是去了,
they simply obeyed and they were healed.
信服,
you see, the point of this story
is
that the disciples did not need more faith. They just needed to obey what the Lord had already told them to do.
他們只要順服主耶穌已經講了給他們聽的吩咐,
which is to forgive a person if they sinned against you and repented.
就是饒恕那些已經得罪了,亦都已經認罪的這些弟兄姊妹,
even if that was to happen 7 times in a day.
就算一天裡面發生7次。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
it's not up to us.
不是因為我們的,
it's not up to us to judge how sincere a person's apology is.
不是由我們來判斷一個人的認罪有多麼的真誠。
We leave that to God.
我們留給神。
He is the one who alone knows our hearts anyways.
只有他才知道我們的心想什麼。
Our responsibility, Jesus says,
我們的責任呢?
When a person comes to us and they repent, is that we must forgive them.
當一個人來到我們面前認罪的時候, 我們必須要饒恕他們。
We must forgive them.
我們一定要饒恕他們。
After all, isn't that how we're like sometimes?
畢竟我們不是有時就是這樣嗎?
We repent.
我們懺悔.
And we ask God to forgive us.
我們求神原諒我們.
And then we go ahead and do the same thing over and over again.
然後我們去犯同樣的事再犯再犯.
We must forgive others.
我們一定要原諒對方.
We want God to forgive us.
我們想神原諒我們.
So what has the Lord already asked us to do?
神已經叫了我們做些什麼呢?
But we just haven't done it.
而我們沒有做呢?
Because we feel it's too hard for us.
我們覺得太難的呢?
So I give you a moment just to reflect upon that. And
我給一點時間你們去想一想。
If the Lord says anything to you at this time, just write it down. So I'll just give you half a minute or so to think about that.
大概給半分鐘時間, 如果神對你說話, 你可以寫下它。
First, our obedience is better than faith.
首先我们看了我们的信服是胜过我们的信心的。
Our obedience is better than asking for more faith.
我们的信服是要胜过我们去要求多一点的信心。
And second, our obedience is better than sacrifice.
第二点就是我们的信服是胜过献祭。
In 1 Samuel chapter 15,
撒母耳记上第十五章咁讲
，Samuel was sent to King Saul with a very clear and a very specific command from the Lord.
主耶和华咧俾咗撒母一个非常之明确同具体嘅命令。
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
呢个就系万军耶和华讲嘅。
I'll punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt.
以色列人出埃及的时候在路上亚玛力人怎样待他们怎样抵挡他们我都没有忘记
Now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them
现在你们要去击打亚玛力人灭尽他们所有的不可怜惜他们
Do not spare them put to death men and women children and infants cattle and sheep camels and donkeys
将男女孩童吃奶的并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。
Notice what happens in verse 7.
注意第七节发生咩事咯
？It says, then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur near the eastern border of Egypt.
佢话扫罗王击打亚玛力人从哈腓拉直到埃及前嘅舒尔。
He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword.
生擒了亚玛力王亚甲用刀杀尽亚玛力的众民
But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle.
扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲也爱惜上好的牛羊
The fat calves and the lambs.
羊谷和一切的美
Everything that was good.
所有好的东西
These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak,They totally destroyed.
佢哋唔肯去杀呢啲咁好嘅，但系咧嗰啲好瘦弱嘅下贱嘅动物咧，佢哋尽都杀了。
So what happened here?
咁呢度发生咩事啊
？Well, first Saul gathered his army and attacked the Amalekites and killed everyone.
首先咧就系扫罗聚集佢所有嘅军队，然后攻击亚玛力人，去杀亚玛力人。
Except he spared the king of Amalek.
除咗冇杀到亚玛力王。
Why?
点解咧
？Why would he do that?
为什么会这样做?
I mean, it could be because he was actually conforming to the culture of that day.
可能呢因为他符合当代的文化啦。
You see, it was customary for a conquering nation to take the enemy's leader and to keep him alive as a sort of conquered trophy.
因为征服其他国家之后呢会根据传统让敌人的领袖活着的。因为呢当这个是一个奖杯这样的意思。
Second, Saul killed all the animals, but he spared the best of the sheep, the cattle, the calves, and the lambs.
然后呢第二就是扫罗杀死所有的动物除了那些上好的羊牛牛犊和羊羔呢没杀到。
Everything that was good, and he gave it to all the people so that they could sacrifice to God.
所有的好东西他留下然后给他人民以致他人民可以向神来到用这些动物去献祭。
And so what was the Lord's reaction to all this?
那主耶稣主的反应是怎样呢
?The Lord said, I regret that I have made Saul king.
主话咧，我立扫罗为王，我后悔了。
Because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions.
因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我嘅命令。
And then we see that Samuel goes to meet Saul, and then when he arrives, he says to Saul says this to Samuel.
咁然之后咧，我睇到撒母耳去见扫罗，跟住扫罗咧就即刻同撒母耳讲说话啦。
He said, "The Lord bless you, Samuel."
他说愿耶和华赐福与你啊，撒母耳。
I've carried out the Lord's instructions.
我已经遵守了耶和华的命令了。
To which Samuel then replied.
撒母耳就回答了。
What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears?
我耳中听见有羊叫牛鸣是从哪里来的呢
？What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?
这些叫声是哪里来的
Saul then began to shift the blame, and he said this.
扫罗开始转移责任嘅视线，然后讲咗咁说话。
The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites.
嗰啲嘅兵咧，将呢啲嘢咧喺亚玛力嗰度带翻嚟噶。
They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God.
是他们爱惜那些上好的动物，希望将它献与耶和华。
But we totally destroy the rest.
然后我们完全杀灭了其他的。
You see, here Samuel implied that he wanted to obey.
扫罗其实在这里暗示他其实想顺服的。
But the soldiers took them.
但那些士兵拿了那些牲畜。
And he justified this disobedience by saying that the animals were for sacrifice.
他说这些动物是为了献祭，他为了自己的不顺服来到辩护。
You see, when we start to justify that our disobedience can be seen as an acceptable sacrifice to God,
当我们开始想证明我们不顺服的时候，是可以被视为对神一种可以接受的牺牲的时候，
we're actually deceiving ourselves.
我们是欺骗自己。
Remember what it says in James chapter 1 verse 22?
雅各书一章二节这么说，
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
And then Samuel got right to the heart of the issue when he said this.
然后撒母耳直接进入问题的核心。
He said, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?
他说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
To obey is better than sacrifice.
听命胜于献祭。
And to heed is better than the fat of rams.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
You see, when we come together to worship God,
当我们聚在一起敬拜神的时候，
I'm sure He's pleased.
我肯定神会很开心。
I'm sure He's pleased when He hears us singing to Him.
我肯定神很开心，当我们去唱歌给他听的时候。
When he sees us sacrificing for him in terms of you know, monetary or whatever other type of sacrifices.
我们去向他有所牺牲的时候。
When he hears our praise and worship, I'm sure he's pleased.
他听到我们的赞美敬拜的时候，我肯定神是开心的。
But the greatest expression of our worship to God.
但是我们最大的向他表达呢？
It's our obedience to him.
就是我们对他的信服
了。That is the greatest expression of our worship to God.
这个就是我们在崇拜里面对他最大的敬拜的表达。
Our obedience to Him.
我们的信服。
So first, our obedience is better than faith.
信服是胜过我们的信心。
Our obedience is better than sacrifice.
我们的信服是胜过我们的献祭。
And then lastly, our obedience is tested by God.
最后我们想说的信服是由神来到试验的。
Did you know that God actually tests our obedience to Him?
你知唔知神其实喺度试验紧我哋嘅信服啊
？And it's crucial us. It's crucial for us.
系非常之关键嘅。
Especially if you're a leader of some sort.
特别系当你系某方面嘅领袖。
To learn to obey God.
学习信服神。
And Genesis 22 is an excellent example of this.
创世记二十二章有个非常之好嘅例子。
It says sometimes later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham.
他这次以后神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕
，Here I am, he replied. And then God said, Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah.
他说亚伯拉罕说我在这里。神说你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利地去。
Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you.
在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
You see, this was extremely difficult for Abraham.
你知唔知对亚伯拉罕嚟讲，呢个系非常之困难嘅事嚟嘅。
Because of God's promises regarding Isaac.
因为神对佢喺以撒身上有啲嘅应许啊。
Many years ago, God had made it very clear to Abraham that it was through Isaac that his future generations would come.
好多年前，神向亚伯拉罕明确嘅表示，通过以撒，佢有好多嘅后代。
If you read on in Genesis 22, you see that Abraham was willing to obey God despite the struggles that he must have had.
如果你继续读创世记22章嘅时候，你会睇到尽管亚伯拉罕有好多嘅挣扎，但佢依然信服神。
I can imagine him saying to God this.
我可以想象佢可以同神咁样讲。
Really, God?
系咪真噶神
？You want me to take the one thing? The only thing that I've placed my hope in for the future.
你想我将我唯一将所有的将来寄望寄予在他身上的这样东西来到给你。
By the way, wasn't it you who said that my descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore?
为什么不是你说赐福给我的后代多到像天上的星和海上的沙那么多的吗？
Well, how can that happen without Isaac?
如果是这样的时候没有了以撒怎么可以这样发生啊？
You see, it's one thing to obey God when it makes sense.
你知道当事情很合理的时候去信服神呢是一回事。
When we can rationalize it in our minds.
当我们在思想里面可以将它合理化的时候。
It's quite another when God calls us to obey him when it does not make any sense.
但是呢当我们神叫我们做事而我们觉得不合理的时候呢这个真是另一回事了。
It didn't make any practical or ethical sense whatsoever to sacrifice Isaac. None whatsoever.
牺牲以撒看来没有实际或者道德上的合理性，完全没有。但是亚伯拉罕顺服了神。
Yet Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕顺服神。
God requires our unconditional obedience to him.
上帝要求我们是无条件的顺服。
We need to say yes, Lord, to him without knowing what that yes fully entails.
我们需要对他说是的主，而无需去知道完全是合乎逻辑的。
I remember Pastor Josh, he ended service a few weeks ago, our English service, asking us to say these words.
我记得在几个礼拜之前， Josh 牧师在英文崇拜的时候这样讲过，
Yes, Lord.
是的主。
He asked us to say it three times.
他在这里讲了三次。
Yes, Lord.
是的主。
Yes, Lord.
是的主。
Yes, Lord.
是的主。
Deb and I went home and we were talking about it and we kind of felt a little uncomfortable.
我们回家，我回家的时候跟他聊起来的时候，有少少觉得感觉不太舒服。
What were we saying yes to the Lord for?
我们说来是的主，说来是为什么呢？
You see, our responsibility is to obey.
我们的责任呢，就是顺服。
God is responsible for the results.
神呢，会对结果负责任。
And I found that in my own life, that God will not move us into a position or into an opportunity that is before us until we have passed God's obedience test.
在我自己的人生经历里面，试过神对我一个顺服的测试。神预备了位置给我，但暂时不会放我在那个位置里面。
Even as I was going through the senior pastor candidacy process last year,
就算是去年我经历主任牧师候选人的这个过程里面，
There was a time when I felt God saying to me,
有一段时间我觉得对神这样跟我说，
Obey me in this.
顺服我，
Obey me in this.
在这件事上顺服我。
I want you to obey me by being compassionate and courageous in this particular situation you're going through.
当你经历这一件的时候，我很想你能够怜悯和勇敢地来到顺服我。
And to be honest with you,
对你很坦白说，
my initial answer to God was this.
我最初的回应是这样
的。Can't I wait until after I become senior pastor?
我不能够等到我成为主任牧师之后才信服你吗？
Because what you're asking me to do may jeopardize my chances of even being senior pastor.
因为我这样做的时候，可能会对我被选中做主任牧师危及到我的机会。
And then I heard clearly this from the Lord.
然后我非常清楚听到主会答复我。
If you cannot obey me now,
如果你现在不顺服我呢？
Without the title of senior pastor,
没有主任牧师的衔头的时候，
What makes you think you can obey me then when you get the title?
那你觉得当你得到这个衔头的时候，你又怎会顺服我呢？
The title will not change you.
这个衔头不会改变你。
It will not change your heart of obedience towards me.
不会改变你对我的爱和顺服的心。
That's what I felt the Lord saying to me.
所以我就说多谢主。
You see, I believe that God,
我可以被神来带领，
was testing to see if I would obey him unconditionally.
我在这里，神在试验着我是否无条件地来到顺服他。
Would I obey him even if it may jeopardize my chances of becoming senior pastor?
即使可能危及我成为主任牧师的机会。
What was more important to me?
有什么更重要的呢？
To obey God,
顺服神,
or to reach a certain position in my career,
只是在我职业生涯里面去到某个的位置,
to say yes to the Lord,
要讲是的主,
or to the people and things of this world,
只是说对这个世界的事和人讲是的, 这样呢?
When I think of love and obedience to God,
当我想到对神的爱和信服的时候，
I think of some of the young people, some of the young ladies in our church,
我想起我们教会的一些年轻的女士，
who have given of their time,
他们付出他们的时间，
who have given of their energy,
他们的能力，
who have given of their passion to the mission of God around the world,
他们的热情投入在世界各地的宣教的事工里面。
God is nurturing in them a sense of justice for the least.
神在他们身上培养一个正义感。
I can really see that in them.
我完全看得到。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
When I think of love and obedience to God,
当我想到对神的爱和信服的时候，
I think of people like Don and Betty.
我想起 Don 牧师和 Betty 师母。
IDUB International Workers to Northern Iraq,
国际工
who we've signed a seamless link covenant with.
国际工作者去到北伊拉克嗰度，我哋咧同我哋教会同我哋签咗好紧密嘅契约噶。
As of this past week, this past Tuesday or Wednesday,
啱啱呢个嘅礼拜二、礼拜三咧
，they've now reached that destination and are serving the Lord by reaching the Yazidis with the love and good news of Jesus.
佢就去到一个地方咧，叫做系 Yazidis， 就系亚兹迪，佢嗰度嚟到为主服务。
These are people in their retirement years.
呢啲人咧，其实佢哋喺佢哋退休年龄噶啦。
They're not putting up their feet to enjoy life.
他们不是翘双脚在这里享受生活。
But rather, they're putting their lives on the line for Christ.
但是呢他们将他们的生命摆上来献上给基督。
Don's own brother said this about him.
Don 牧师的自己的弟兄呢这样说。
He said that he was not concerned whether Don and Betty were the right ones to go or if they had the right heart.
他不太关注究竟他们是否正确的人选或者有没有正确的心态。
That was never a question to him.
有一个问题。
What he was more concerned about was, would they ever leave if it got dangerous?
如果他们那里有危险的时候，他们会不会离开他们的工场？
Because that's the type of people they are.
这些就是他们是这样的。
They love and obey the Lord even to the end.
他们爱和信服神直至到去最后。
When I think of love and obedience to God,
当我想到对神的爱和信服的时候呢，
I think of the 2018 Nobel Prize, Peace Prize recipient Dr. Dennis Mukwege.
我想起2018年诺贝尔和平奖的得主Mukwege 博士。
He grew up the son of a Pentecostal pastor.
他爸爸是一个五旬节教会的牧师来的。
And he had gone with his father pastor to the hospital many times as a child.
他跟他爸爸呢，成日去医院那里，当他是年纪轻的时候。
You've seen his pastor minister to the patients who are in the hospitals and have seen his father care for them, visit them, and pray with them.
他看到呢，爸爸怎样来到服侍那些病人，和他们来到祈祷。
But he felt God's calling on his life was different.
他觉得呢，神呢，是呼召他有不同的生命。
He didn't feel God was calling him to do the same thing and follow in his father's footsteps as a pastor.
神咧呼召佢咧去跟住佢爸爸嘅脚踪。
Felt like God wanted to come to a different but similar ministry in order to treat the patient as a whole。
觉得咧神系呼召佢去一个唔同，不过咧好相似嘅使命去对待嗰啲嘅病人。
Doctor Mukwege now is serving in a hospital that operates on and mends women who have been brutally raped by the militia as a result of war。
麦奎奇博士呢，依家喺间医院工作。佢喺20年咧，喺呢个刚果民主共和国东部发生冲突一啲嘅妇女嚟帮助佢哋。
Yeah, and this is during the 20 years of conflict in the east of the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
就喺刚果民主共和国东部嗰度发生。
These women are demoralized.
呢啲嘅女士咧系被残酷嘅。
They're violated.
佢哋被侵犯。
They're raped.
佢哋被强奸。
Right in front of their own families.
他们的家人面前发生这些事。
Their husbands, their children, their community.
他们的丈夫，他们的儿女，他们的社区面前。
They're cut up.
他们被劏开。
Some of them even get shot at in the vagina.
有些被枪毙。
And they're left for dead.
然后呢，由他自己慢慢死去，这样。
Dr. Mukwege tirelessly struggles to put an end to these atrocities.
麦奎奇医生博士咧系不知疲倦咁样努力去嚟到去帮助佢哋。
And to denounce the perpetrators.
同埋咧去谴责呢啲嘅肇事者。
He miraculously survived an attempt on his life.
佢奇迹地咧喺一次生命威胁里边咧去生还落嚟。
Six years ago.
大概六年前啦。
And he struggled, and he went back. He went back to Europe, and he struggled. Yet he sensed God's call, and the women and the country calling him back to serve in that country.
他去了欧洲的医院那里，但是他有些挣扎，他觉得是神叫他回去那里去服侍那些女士。
He now lives in the confines of the hospital.
佢而家咧生活喺聯合國維和人員保護底下嘅醫院範圍裏面。
Under the protection of the UN peacekeepers.
有保護嘅醫院範圍裏面。
And so, despite the ever-present danger on his life,
雖然咧佢一生咧都遇到好多危險。
He continues to speak out against these injustices, putting others' needs above his own.
他继续呢发言去反对那些不公正的事情，将人家的需要呢摆在自己的面前。
In the words of the Apostle Paul,
好像保罗这样讲，
He is indeed a servant of Christ.
他的确是主的囚犯，
A prisoner of the Lord.
是主的囚犯。
Through whom God is using to bring renewal to the demoralized, the devastated women of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and to the communities and country as a whole there.
透过这个的博士呢，神呢将这个爱呢带到去这个刚果民主共和国同埋嗰度嘅社区里面。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
renewal just doesn't happen by itself.
灵命的更新不会无端端自己发生的。
God is looking for people who are obedient to Him.
神寻找紧顺服佢嘅人。
And through him, them, that He will begin this work of renewal in their lives.
透过佢哋咧，去开始喺我哋嘅教会城市里边。
In their communities.
喺我哋嘅社区里边。
In their churches.
喺教会国家。
In their cities.
喺城市里边。
In their country.
喺国家里边。
And then throughout the world.
然后在全世界进行更新。
As we obey the Lord,
当我们开始顺服主的时候，
we'll begin to see and experience renewal in our lives.
我们自己呢会看到灵命的更新。
And when our hearts are renewed,
我们的心灵会得到更新。
When there's personal renewal,
有个人的更新，
it'll affect and transform everything.
可以影响和改变一切。
Our attitudes,
我们的态度，
our priorities,
我们的优先次序，
our speech,
我们讲
话， our behavior,
我们的言行，
our relationships,
我们的关系，
our love for others,
对人的爱，
our service,
我们的服务，
our spending,
我们的使费，
our giving to the Lord,
我们的奉献，
our marriages,
我们的婚姻，
and our families,
我们的家庭。
There is radical generosity.
我们会有很强烈的慷慨的。
There is radical hospitality.There's a radical love and a radical obedience to God. That comes from a renewed heart. That is fully surrendered to Him. Let's pray, shall we?
我们一起祈祷。
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣。
Father God,
我们的神,
and Spirit the Living God,
我们的灵里面的, 活着的神,
we recognize that we,
我们知道我们自己,
are in desperate need of you,
是绝对需要你,
Lord, we need you to transform our lives,
需要你去改变我们的生命,
we need you to renew our lives,
去更新我们的生命,
we need to have this personal renewal with you,
有我们个人的复兴在我们里面，
intimacy with God,
跟你有亲密的关系，
that will then cause us to have even a deeper love with you,
让我们有更加深的爱来对你，
a deeper obedience to follow you wherever you want us to go,
对你有更深的顺服，带领我们去你要我们去的地方，
no matter how it affects us in a professional way,
无论怎样去影响到我们，
in a career way,
在我们的工作上面，
with the riches of the world,
在我们要去接触到这个世界。
Father, may our eyes, our hearts, our attention be given to you.
神啊，愿我们的眼、我们的心和我们的动机都是交给你。
May we truly love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
愿我们尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你。
And may we go and love our neighbors as ourselves.
然后我们去爱我们的邻舍，如同爱我们自己。
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
我们赞美你。
For setting the example for us.
多谢你给我们有一个榜样。
May we follow you in love and obedience.
我们可以跟随你来到爱和顺服。
For the rest of our lives.
在我们的余生里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.